There's a culture of music that's been passed down orally through the hills of West Virginia for many generations. Old-time music has roots in Celtic and Native American cultures, as well as American ballads and popular music and poems that passed into oral traditions. And the practice of learning young the tunes of their ancestors is alive and well in Sophia in Raleigh County. Shadow of Love. It's a song written and played by Carl Hensley of Beckley. He's one of a small group of bluegrass folk and gospel lovers hoping to keep youth in tune with the old-time music. A group of folks gather in a horseshoe shape during a weekly old-time music jam session at the fire department in Sophia.
I think we need to try to do everything that we can to preserve it because it is a dying, it's going away.
Carl Hensley grew up in Itman in Wyoming County. Hensley says he's written several country songs and even sold a few. You see, a good country song, Hensley says, tells a story like Shadow of Love.
There's a lot of good words in a good country song, you know. And most of it is something somebody has experienced. Maybe a story about them. It may be a story about their neighbor. For an example, a song I wrote, Shadow of Love. One of my daughters was sitting at the table. My little daughter walked in. She said, well, there's my shadow of love. Well, I said, well, that'd make a good title. So I came up with Shadow of Love.
Hensley lives in Beckley now and has been coming to the jam session for more than 20 years.
We started this thing down here right about 89 or 90, somewhere along there. And it's different people's been in charge of it for a period of years, you know. And one dies off and the other one takes over, so.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year?
Well, and that's the idea, to keep playing with an open invitation, hoping that someone will always be there to take over. If not, Hensley says, Appalachians lose a part of their heritage.
We lose that. We've lost part of it. The younger generation is just not going to pick it up and continue. However, we have talked two or three young ones right in here, and they've turned out to be excellent.
One of those youngsters is Sophia resident Jordan Young.
It's midnight on the stormy day. My solitary watch I keep.
A college student at Glenville State, Jordan Young is passionate about bluegrass music. He plays mandolin, guitar, banjo, upright bass, and sings.
If somebody doesn't play it, it will die. I mean, it's just like in every other form of music, especially take country for instance, all you hear nowadays is songs about trucks and partying and fields and things like that. And I'd hate to see that happen to something as pure as bluegrass music. And I'd like to see it kind of stay in its original form, you know. Just the way it should be acoustic.
His grandfather, Bob Fan, tried to get him to play when Young was about 5 years old. He admits he wasn't into it, but in the year 2000, a movie ignited his passion.
I seen the movie Old Brother, Where Art Thou? And I heard the mandolin part on the song Man of Constant Sorrow do that little kickoff, you know. And I said, well, I want to do that. And then I realized, well, my papa plays that type of stuff. He can show me how to do it. And I remember it was on my 12th birthday. I just said, show me a few chords on the mandolin. He was sitting in the garage playing it. That's just how it was.
The place where he was born and raised.
In a way, I think I was trying to find a way for me to get closer to him, because I stayed at his house all the time, and it's just something we could do together.
Young says it was his grandfather that took him to jam sessions. For Young, it was time spent with his family and a place to learn.
That's where I learned to play, honestly. I knew maybe four chords on a mandolin. He said, well, I'll take you someplace where you can kind of just play around with people. And through time, I got to taking solos with him, and it just helped me so much.
His grandfather passed away about a year ago, and now it's more important than ever for Young to carry on the tradition.
I'd like to make him proud, you know, and just keep it the way he kind of liked it, you know.
Young is now a student at Glenville State College, getting a degree in bluegrass. The website boasts it is the world's first four-year Bachelor of Arts degree in bluegrass music.
We emphasize strictly on traditional bluegrass music in order to preserve it. And that's a big thing to me, is to keep it not necessarily exactly the same how it used to be, but keeping it close to it, you know. And it makes me happy that people think that I'm doing something good for it, you know.
Young says studying bluegrass and old-time music offers a window into Appalachia's past.
Even the high-speed fiddle dance tunes, banjo songs, and things like that, it's a way to, for Appalachian people, especially in harder times back in the 30s and stuff, when things were really bad, just a way for them to get their mind off of things, you know, and just have a good time and sing songs about the way they're feeling.
And it's a way for Young to study the history of Appalachia, carry on stories from generations past, and a way to cherish the memory and legacy of his grandfather.
I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Sophia.